Amazon's canceled A League of Their Own co-creator plays victim. All queer people are personally and politically under attack across the country. By David Ng on August 24, 2023. One of the creators of Amazon's A League of Their Own has attempted to blame the show's premature demise on what he believes to be the political persecution of gays, arguing that the cancellation after just one season is the latest indignity to befall queer people in this country. In a shocking admission, he said that he and others were pressured to make the show less gay, at least during its first season, in order to attract more viewers, a piece of advice he said he proudly ignored. Will Graham, who publicly identifies as queer and non-binary, and uses he/they pronouns, made his grandiose pronouncements Wednesday in a lengthy series of posts on X, or Twitter. When all queer people are personally and politically under attack across the country and HRC has declared a state of emergency, my biggest fear is that the many queer fans of League will take this reversal as one more invalidation, one more blow, one more effect of the general politicization of our identities, he wrote. Graham was referring to the Human Rights Campaign, a left-wing gay and transgender activist group that routinely coerces corporations into endorsing its agenda. In June, the HRC hysterically declared a national state of emergency over the growing number of state laws protecting children from sex change operations and other irreversible transgender procedures. In his posts, Graham claimed that during production, he and others were pressured to make the show less gay. We got so many notes wondering if the exploration of the queer world of the 1940s or Max's world would be better saved for season 2, if people needed to start somewhere a little more familiar. I'm so glad we didn't listen, 'cause now I'm sitting here without any regrets. The cast and crew of A League of Their Own may feel differently now that they are out of jobs after just one season. As Breitbart News reported, Amazon Studios nixed the series last week, even after greenlighting an abbreviated second season, which is no longer happening. The series was based on the popular 1992 Penny Marshall movie of the same name that followed the formation of an all-female baseball team during World War II. Amazon's series sought to wokeify the premise by making some of the characters queer, including making many of the main characters lesbians. The show featured gay sex scenes, with some sequences set in an underground gay bar run by a lesbian played by Rosie O'Donnell. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.